What's up, everybody? It's your boy Vern Lee. Today, I heard you guys like deck techs, and I promised that you would get some deck techs after midwinter. I've been sick for a little while, so my voice was sounding crazy. I don't want to come out here and be coughing and hacking while I was trying to describe these cards with you. So that's why it's taken so long, but I'm back. And in full effect. And today we're coming at you with the Jennifer Walters She-Hulk main character deck from the Fantastic Four. Now, this is the deck I played in the Team Mega Games. And just to let you know up front, this was built for the Incursion format because I was strongly considering playing this at the main event. And actually, in hindsight, this deck would have done very well that day. But I ultimately chose to go with Galactus Mono. But anyway, don't need to get into all of that. Let's get right into the deck tech. I'm going to go through this in a in an or unorthodox fashion because of the way this main character works. So bear with me here. Okay, so Jennifer Walters on level one starts off 0-4 with 5 health. And that's a terrible stat line. And it actually gets even worse. She has also known as She-Hulk. She starts off with the keyword seriously injured. She-Hulk starts the game with 2 wounds. So in actuality, she is a 0-4 with 5 health and already has 2 wounds. So you get hit 3 times, or you take 3 wounds, you will be dead. Here's a level up condition: gamma irradiated blood transfusion. She requires 2 XP. At the start of your main phase, Jennifer may pay 1 might or green or whatever, or reveal a Hulk character in your hand. If she does, heal a wound from her and she gains 1 XP. Now, I know that many people in the community, and my team included, saw this level one and were immediately turned off by it. But I saw it and I thought, oh, this is an easy level up condition. You, because of the healing ability, and because she gains the health on level two, which we'll get to shortly, you will actually get your full 6 health if you build the deck correctly. So that's the way I looked at it. So let's go into the level two, and I'll explain how I went to building this deck. So level two, she becomes 6-6, and like I said, she gains health, so she's actually 6 health. She has Savage She-Hulk, main green. Wound She-Hulk and a character she could attack. So the way this works is during the main phase, you go ahead and pay that green. Obviously, because it says it's like it has to be a character she could attack. If it's either if she's in the front row, and it will be a character that's melee, unless you have stealth or unless you have flight, you wouldn't be able to use this on somebody that's protected. Somebody in the back row. If she has range for some reason, you can also use this ability in the back row if she's ready. So basically, the state of the board is what affects this this superpower. And it does matter because your opponent can set up different game states that can make it harder for her to use this power. Now, this is a dangerous power, but it's a very good power because it allows her to end the game extremely fast. And really, the goal of this deck is to try to finish the game off by turn 4 or 5. You don't want to go any further than that. And she can pull it off actually pretty well. Now, this second power is also very key. It says you wouldn't like them when they're angry. When She-Hulk or a Hulk character on your side attacks, put +1/+1 counters on it equal to the total wounds on She-Hulk and Hulk characters on your side. So basically, every wound that she has and any other character on your side that has Hulk in the name, she and them actually will get counters equal to those wounds whenever they attack. This can often make She-Hulk so huge that it's very difficult to even stun her back. And that's the setup you're looking for. You want to make it difficult for your opponent to even be able to hit you back as you start attacking. Now, as we go through the rest of the cards, we'll talk about how she levels and how you're able to get this little steamroll thing going. So let's go into the key cards for She-Hulk herself. So the first thing we're going to talk about is the four Baxter Buell locations and the four fortresses. Now, you want to level. You want to level on turn two. And once I built this deck, I never didn't level on turn two. It was 100% success rate the way I built this deck. You're mulliganing for the level of condition. And honestly, you don't even want to use these locations. You want to use these next eight cards. I have four six drop Mantle Hulk. And yes, he does count for the level of condition. You never want to play this guy. But if you do get to turn six, he's not bad in his deck because he'll also get the benefit from you wouldn't like them when they're angry. Basically, he's here to help her level up without paying for it with the location because you want your locations. And there's also the eight drop Hulk from Defenders. This card is never going to see the field. He's here for leveling She-Hulk up as well as for something else we get to later. So I'm not even going to go into what his stats are because they don't matter. As we all know, he's terrible, but he serves a function in his deck. With these 16 cards, you should level up on turn two every single time because that's what you're mulliganing for. All right, let's move on. I don't have a one drop in his deck, but I have two very important two cost supporting characters in this deck that make this deck run and help She-Hulk accomplish what she's trying to accomplish in this deck. So first is the new two-drop Spider-Man from the Fantastic Team. He has 3/3, and he's one health. He has dodge, which means he can't be ranged attack, and that comes in handy more often than you would think. He also has the Fantastic Suit. And this is why he's in a deck. When Spider-Man gets powered up, he may create an invention. Boy, let me tell you something. We'll get into the cards that help him do that. But I also want to talk about the other four locations that are in his deck, which are four Earths. And they are here behind me mentioning Spider-Man, because what you're trying to do, what you're trying to invent with Spider-Man is you trying to invent those negative zones immediately because you want to be able to use them to flip this Earth and just directly wound the main character. That's what you're trying to do. You're trying to use the combination of She-Hulk's level two superpower and the negative zone power to wound a character directly to end the game as quickly as possible. Now, before we get into the other Spider-Man in the deck, let's talk about another key combat character in the deck, and that's Mantle Miss Marvel. She's also two costs from the Champions team. She's three attack, three defense, and two health. Miss Marvel has size alteration. While Miss Marvel is in combat, you may discard a supporting character as though it were an anytime combat plot twist. If you do, her base attack and defense become equal to that character's for this combat. So it's simple. As many times as you want, you can ditch a card, and Miss Marvel will get that character's attack and defense that combat. And early game especially, that is a huge ability, especially when you consider that you have cards in the deck that you don't want to play at all. You just ditch them to make Miss Marvel big. Sometimes it's almost impossible to get her off the field early in the game. So let's look at what else we have in the deck that supports both Miss Marvel and Spider-Man. So I have four one-of-a-kind, two-cost Spider-Man characters. Hornet, you ditch him. You power him up. He gives your Spider-Man flight. Ricochet, you do the same. He gives your Spider-Man range. Dusk, you do the same. He gives your Spider-Man stealth. Prodigy, you do the same. He gives your Spider-Man bulletproof. All of these cards are effective. Not only can you use them to power up your Spider-Man and gain an invention, you can also use them to help him either attack better or defend better. And in a pinch, depending on what's going on with your deck, maybe you don't have the Fantastic Four Spider-Man out, you can actually play these cards and help them. They can help you reach your goal or whatever. All right. We got the four cost, I'm sorry, the seven cost Spider-Man. He's mainly used to power up for building intervention. If you get to turn seven, he's not a bad character to play, but you never want to be there. A lot of times he ends up getting dished for Miss Marvel as well. Make her 8-8. Then we have the eight cost Spider-Man. Same deal. You're never playing this card. You're just dishing him to power up Spider-Man, or you're dishing him for Miss Marvel in combat. And then it gets even more ridiculous with the tail cost Spider, I mean Captain Universe card. Same deal. This is a card you mostly want to use for Miss Marvel, but like I said, depending on what you have in your hand, an invention isn't bad. All right, let's move on to the rest of the deck because I think you guys see what's going on. You need other things to support this deck in combat and other things of that nature. So I have three Ganymedes from Fantastic Four. She has flight and range, five attack, one health. And I'm sorry, one defense and two health. She has Spinster Energy Staff. Any combat for red, Ganymede strikes before each enemy character this combat. Obviously, you're not really planning on using this power, but there are a few times where it may come in handy. She's good to get take out problematic people in a back row or to assist She-Hulk in a team attack if necessary. And sometimes you may need her for an attack to get something out of the way if somebody tries to flood the field to keep Super She-Hulk from getting to the back row for a hidden main character, because hidden main characters against this deck happens all the time. I also have a one of Dr. Kirk Connors. He has AKA Lizard. He has Genius, so he helps you draw cards. And he has the Monster Within. When Dr. Connors gets stunned by getting struck in combat on an enemy turn, he transforms into a Sinister Six Lizard supporting character. He's 0-1, one health. Why is he in the deck? Because I needed one more spot, and this comes in handy with She-Hulk, believe it or not. The Genius, if you just let him sit out there and your opponent doesn't attack him, then he gets an extra card, a potential extra power for Spider-Man, or a potential extra Earth for Negative Zone, or any other of the useful things that are in the deck. If he does get attacked, then he becomes Lizard. And Lizard is 9-5 with Berserker, Ferocious, and Regeneration. And two health. So that gives me an extra attacker to help clear the board for She-Hulk to do her thing. So it's not a main element in the deck, but it's something nice to have, an alternate card to have in the deck to help out if I pull it. Turn four, I definitely want to drop this guy. Mantle Daredevil, aka Iron Fist, Master Martial Artist, so he gets plus four melee combat. And the student becomes the master. While Daredevil is in your front row, other characters there have martial artists. So they have plus two in melee combat while Daredevil is out there. It should be simple to understand why this is in here. You're simply trying to make She-Hulk and your other characters harder to take out. If you're able to get this out there in tandem with Machine, it makes it even more difficult. His 5-5 and one health is fine. I mean, if they go after him, it means they aren't going after everybody else. So a very good booster in his deck. All right, if you happen to get to turn five, here are the characters you have as options. I have two She-Hulk in the deck. Searching for answers. When Dr. Doom is recruited on the enemy side, move She-Thing to that side. You're not really concerned about that because she's probably going to be stunned anyway. It's Clobber and She-Time. Combat green. She-Thing gets plus 10 plus so and can't be stunned this combat. So she's here to just hit things. That's what she's here for. If she happens to land on the field, she helps you finish the job. She's 8-6, three health, and she's on team just in case you need team attack. Then we have Magma. You run into a troublesome keyword. As long as it's not dodged, this is what we want to play. 10 attack, 4 defense, one health with range. Two out to handle. Enemy characters lose and can't gain powers while in range combat with Magma. This is such a good card. All right, and the last thing in the deck is Concealed Firearms. It's the only plot twist in the deck. Any combat, choose a defender on your side in the combat. They gain range and plus one, plus zero this combat. This is a very situational card, but one that works great for this deck. If they try to get any of your characters that don't have range, which is pretty much every character in the deck, this helps you to take them out You would be surprised how often this comes in handy, because sometimes it's best to clear somebody on defense if they're trying to make a safe attack, and that'll make it that more easier for Jennifer Walters to be able to use her green on who she wants to use her green on. All right, so that is the deck list. Some more tidbits about the deck. Spider-Man comes in key so handy because sometimes She-Hulk may need to get flight, go on that deck, grab that fantastic car. Sometimes She-Hulk may need to have range, go on that deck, grab the weapon, put her in the back row. Devastating, especially if you get at five, give her that five defense. And it supplies other answers as well. There are definitely some improvements that can be made to this deck, especially in an open field. Stuff like Devil Slayer can help her be even more aggressive in the game, make it even easier to end the game early. What's his name? Hyperstorm on turn five, drop him. He'll suicide himself to put an extra wound on an opponent. I just didn't think that was a good idea for the main event in the incursion for multiple different reasons, but it's definitely a great idea in the open format. She is an excellent deck. She has great matchups against a lot of tier one main characters, and she's definitely in the upper echelon of main characters that have come out. Give this deck a try. Give Jennifer Walters a try. See if you can make a better deck. She is. You have to have a little bit of boldness to play her, but let me tell you something. Once you figure out how to make it work, you definitely have fun playing her, and she's definitely dangerous. So that's the deck tech for Jennifer Walters, aka She-Hulk. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Talk to you next time. Later.